Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. All right, big accident. I-70, right?
Oh, yeah. Let me read this to you. Okay, so eastbound I-70 in Golden is closed right now. Now, this was updated 10 minutes ago, so anything can happen. But as of 10 minutes ago, eastbound I-70 at Golden, the C-470 exit also, the ramp to eastbound I-70 from C-470 is also closed. There's a motorcycle accident.
Holy
so
cow.
Right now, eastbound I-70 in the Golden area at the C-470 exit closed.
Yeah, that means C-470 coming from Lakewood, that area, back up to I-70. It's got to be just bumper to bumper.
It's bad, it's going to be a bad day.
You know what we're missing right now? We need some real smack talk between CSU and CU. I don't feel like there's any out there.
No, did you know that even Coach Prime said nice things to him?
They did?
Yeah, so last year when they did this, they started just talking at each other.
Yeah. Right? Going back and forth. Yeah.
But then this year, Coach Prime is like, oh, they're a good team.
Yeah. We need some, CU students to sneak onto the field at CSU and put, buffalo poop or something on the 50-yard line. We need some real controversy going on. Yeah. We need people, hating on each other.
Can I tell you how expensive these seats are, though? What? My girlfriend is trying to get it because her daughter goes to CSU. She's trying to get seats. And the cheapest ones she can find are $175.
No kidding. Wow. Hey, Spadil, can you look it up real quick on one of those seat things?
$175 resale.
Is that high?
Yeah, for a college game, yeah.
Especially CSU versus CU, you wouldn't think that'd be
right. Uh-huh. No, yeah.
They're playing in Fort Collins, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, look up the tickets real quick here and see. I'm just not seeing a lot of smack talk. And maybe that picks up today, all right, because we're only 3 days out now.
Also, there is some fake news in the Buffs world.
What do you mean?
So, you know how yesterday I was telling you, this is all off the air, but yesterday I told you, I can't believe that Coach Prime told the band not to play when Shador. Yeah, when he gets a touchdown because he wants to hear his favorite rap song because it gets everybody going.
That's
right?
True.
It's not true.
Oh, it's not true.
You're right.
Good.
Right. So everybody was really mad at Coach Prime because they're like, really? This is a tradition. It's the band. It's not all about your kid. It's about the band. It's about CU. It's about the Buffs. And I guess the school came out and said that never happened.
Here we go again.
I know. Fake news.
Fake news. Yeah. You know, Jamie, this had you so riled up yesterday.
I was really upset about it.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Well, you know what's bad about that, though, is that we actually believed it when we saw it because that would be something that he would actually do.
Right.
I could see him doing that.
Yeah, they're calling him the greatest hype man that's ever been invented, but the worst coach ever.
No kidding.
Oh, about
that. Wow. It's gone pretty bad.
Yeah.
I like Dion. I think Dion's brought a lot to the school. I don't know if it's going so well right now for Dion, but I do think he's missing an opportunity by not, taking his kid out of the lineup because he walked off the field.
Yeah.
I think that you have to put, because he's been all about discipline, and I think if your kid walks off with 2 minutes to go in the Nebraska game, that you got to discipline him.
Well,
too.
They're also saying that was fake news.
They are.
Yeah,
I fell for that too.
Yeah. They're saying that he was so rattled in a hit, and he needed to go off field to get checked.
So that was wrong.
This
I take back what I just said. I swear. This stuff is killing me, folks. I swear. Everything that you read, it just drives me nuts.
I know.
I hate it.
Although I do have a good one. What? Okay, I did see where, you know how I believe that hawk picked up a baby?
Yes,
and then the hawk didn't. I saw a hawk pick up a deer. Oh, so it could have happened, the baby thing.
You did not see a hawk
pick up a
deer.
Yes, I did.
No.
Yes.
Amy,
yes, I did. No. Yes, I did.
A hawk cannot pick
a
up a deer.
A hawk picked up a deer. I'm not even kidding.
They weigh way too much.
No.
That's way too much weight.
Oh, okay. No, all right, you fake news bastard. Yes, uh-huh. I did. I'm going to find it right now. Hawk picks up deer.
Was it like a leg or something?
No, it was the whole hawk.
She did say yes, uh-huh. So sometimes hawk, you got to go with that, you know?
Picks up deer. Hold on.
The hawk did not get a deer.
Picks up deer.
Jamie, here we go.
Here it is. Okay, the top eagle attacks.
That's an eagle. That's not a hawk.
Well, whatever. Same difference.
No.
Yeah.
Eagles
yeah.
are way bigger than hawks.
Oh, shut up. Yeah. Anyway, still a bird picking up a deer.
Bird, deer.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Who cares? Eagle.
Oh, here's another one. Okay, here's another one. Oh, here it is.
Hawk carrying a deer.
We're supposed to take this serious.
Hawk carrying a deer.
See, look, it's a hawk carrying a deer. Right here. It's right here, and it comes with a song.
All right. So therefore, it's got to be true.
It's true.
BJ and Jamie. Say what? It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Wednesday. Oh, by the way, today is 9/11, and you are going to see a lot of postings out there. Commemoration. 23 years ago, 9/11 occurred in New York City. Everybody knows where you were on that day when the planes came down out of the sky.
Yeah, it was a horrible day.
It was a terrible day. 23 years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
There's a few things that are going viral that I wanted to bring up. First of all, hawk does carry away a deer, and I have the video, and I just shared it on Facebook. All right, number two. That was from earlier. Number two, I am trying to convince Carson to buy those new cool tennis shoes, and they look cool. They add 3 inches of height to you.
Do you have a picture?
Not right now. I don't. Oh, okay. No. But they add, they look good. They're just great looking shoes. They're white shoes and they have this webbing at the back of it and it lifts you up 3 inches.
Now, can you tell when you look at the shoe that you're wearing stacks?
I think they do a good job.
They disguise it.
Yeah, they really do. And they're great looking. I mean, they really are great looking
shoes. They're sporty
shoes. They are sporty. And they add 3 inches. The guy put them on, did a before and after, and he was 3 inches taller. The only thing that's a bummer is because they're white and they have bold black lettering, I feel like people are going to know those are those shoes.
Well, and they're all over TikTok. I've seen so many of them because I've honestly thought about buying them.
Yeah, I would.
But is everyone going to buy these?
Well, I was thinking if they come in girls, I would get them too. I mean, I'm already almost 5'8", but damn, if I could be 3 inches taller from 5'8".
Yeah, but it's a lot different getting noticed that you've got on like heels or stacks or something like that if you're a dude compared to a woman, because a woman wears heels all the time and always, you know, dealing with the height thing. But for a guy,
I don't know. They look good.
Look,
adding 3 inches, I think you're going to see these more than you ever have. I mean, because they made them cool. They made them look cool.
I'm not saying there's not a demand. I'm just saying as a guy, you don't want to get busted. That's all. You don't want to get caught with them on.
That would be embarrassing. Right. That would be my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Well, it happened to my partner, my old partner, Danny Bonaducci, because he is short. And he bought these inserts that lift his feet up, right?
Yeah.
Well, it started raining. And I guess the rain got in his feet. And they weighed like, and he was in a, it was a run, it was a fun run.
Yeah.
And he was running in them, and then I guess they weighed like 8,000 pounds. They couldn't complete
the
run.
It was like concrete.
It's a good workout. Really? So they get all soggy and they get loaded up with water.
He had to ditch them halfway through the run.
That's unfortunate.
Jamie, technology has changed.
It has changed,
It's changed. You're no longer going to get soggy shoes.
Yeah, I know, but these are cool. But then I just saw another TikTok video, and one guy said, because how tall are you?
5'7".
He goes, don't, I'm, he was like 5'5", or something like that. He goes, don't buy these. Do not buy them. And I was like, oh no, Carson, now it has a bad review. Because he said that every tall dude, every guy that's like 6 foot is going to buy them too.
Yeah. Okay, listen, no, I'm, listen, if you're not vertically challenged like myself, you cannot buy these shoes.
Right, I agree.
If you're over 6 foot, you can't buy these shoes.
I will say though, I think every guy would want to be taller.
Yeah.
Every guy. I don't care who it is. Me, for example, what, 5'10", 5'11", maybe on a good day. But I would love to have four more inches.
Yeah, well, except for my dad was really tall, and he'd hit his head on everything.
That
yeah.
would be a pain.
He always had to duck. Like going downstairs in the basement, he had to duck.
There's some confidence that comes along with being tall.
Is there?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Don't you, Spadell?
Dude, I actually am just thinking about buying them right now, because if I bought those, I'd be over 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Tinder you want all the that. Time.
Because
that's what girls want.
None of you guys are tall. And so, no. I mean, that would be, like, it'd be better for the show.
Yeah.
It would make us look better.
It'd definitely be better for bar bingo.
Yeah.
Things like that. When we go out in public.
Because
that's a tall show.
Yeah, because, like, I'm really happy when Kabasaman Mike's very tall.
Yes.
And I'm happy when he's up there, like, around the bar bingo, because I'm like, yeah, that's right, we're a tall show.
Looks more manly up there. We're a tall show.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now, we're a short show.
Yeah.
Very short.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We can't say a word right now, but we have a bar bingo coming soon. But that's all I can say.
That's all we can say.
Can't say anything.
Hey, I'm just reading something that I just want everybody to know, because we talked a lot yesterday about the iPhone 16 coming out. Well, now there's this huge rumor, of course, it's the internet, right?
Yeah.
That you should skip the 16, because here's what the headline says from Mashable. iPhone 17, three credible rumors that may convince you to skip iPhone 16. It says iPhone 17 rumors are already trickling in, and its predecessor, the iPhone 16, hasn't even dropped yet. They said the new iPhone 17 is supposed to be bigger and better than ever, with more things than the 16 ever thought of.
I feel like that the 16, now I'm only going by what we see online, okay? But I feel like the 16 is not a big upgrade, and I feel like that's why that they don't have it over $1,000. They have this thing at like $900 right now, that they know that it's just another phone they're putting out with a little feature when it comes to the photos. But other than that, nah, not that big of an upgrade.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
So they said wait till iPhone 17.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But don't you sometimes think, what else can they put in the phone?
I do think that.
Because 2/3 of the phone right now, I don't even know how to use it.
And speaking of which, sorry to interrupt. Don't forget, tomorrow is Oprah's special that she's doing on AI.
No yeah, kidding. That's going to be it's going to be on ABC, you said?
Correct. Yeah. And don't forget this song. Hold on. Oh, not that one.
I'll carry in a deer. Look at that hawk.
See, it's real. There is a real hawk carrying a deer.
I feel like you really sucked into the internet.
I'm just telling you, a hawk carrying a deer is real. It's real. The other thing that I learned about, thanks to Carson, is, and I'm going to be part of it, is
what's that?
The Brat Fall.
What do you mean?
I'm going to be part of Brat Fall.
Brat? B-R-A-T?
Yeah, Brat Fall.
Brat Fall.
I missed Brat Summer because I didn't know what the hell it was.
Yeah.
And I guess it was a whole thing and I missed. Remember how I missed Hot Girl Summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that one because I was kind of chunky.
Yeah.
So that was a shame. Well, now that I'm thinner, I missed Brat Fall or Brat Summer. But now it says it's okay because you can hit it up on Brat Fall. It's for boys and girls.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Now, what exactly are the rules for Brat Fall?
So Brat Summer was like you're wearing tank tops that are see-through. No bra. You don't care.
That.
No bra.
You're all about individuality. It's
Me
all
too.
About expressing yourself. Bright nails, and then you're sweating on the dance floor.
Yeah, sweating on the dance floor without a bra on.
Sweating to the oldies.
That's me. Yeah. I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like,
sweat the fur.
So you can still sweat on the dance floor in Brat Fall, but you might want to wear an oversized leather jacket. To accessorate or something.
Oh, is that what it says?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's Brat Fall, my friend. We're getting crazy.
With no bras.
Yeah. And you can do that windmill thing you do. Yeah.
Like I said, man, tube tops have never gone out.
No, they haven't.
People think they have, but they haven't.
So
they're everywhere.
This is it. I missed a couple of those things, but Brat Fall is where it's at.
Who comes up with these things? How do they take off?
I don't get it. You said this came from a song, right?
Well, this all came from Charlie XCX. She dropped her Brat album during summer. So everyone's like, oh, it's Brat Summer. Be who you want to be. Let's do it.
Well, I was shocked because, not that I'm proud of this, but I was watching that Kelly and whatever her husband's name is. And Demi Moore, by the way, was on it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, she looks phenomenal.
She doesn't age.
Oh my God, she is gorgeous. Anyway, so Demi Moore was on it, and they're bringing back St. Elmo's Fire. They're going to do a reboot.
No kidding.
Of St. Elmo's Fire. She said it was confirmed. But she was talking about being part of the Brat Pack. And she's like, yeah. And I was so mad that I didn't know this. She goes, yeah. And now it's like the cool thing to do is be part of the Brat Summer. Here's me. You are older than me, bitch, and I don't even know about this.
Yeah, I'd never heard of Brat either.
Right? I felt really insecure. Like, I didn't know cool stuff. But Demi did.
Yeah. I'll just have to wait around for, like, Rat Winter or something.
Are you excited about seeing Elmo's Fire reboot?
I'm excited about seeing Tube Tops.
No! St. Elmo's Fire, the movie!
I don't remember. I never saw St. Elmo's Fire.
What?
I don't think I ever
saw it.
It's
the greatest movie ever made in the history of movies.
I agree with you. Oh. It is way up there on the list for a lot of people. But I never saw St. Elmo's.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
I don't think I've ever seen it either.
What?
No, I've never seen it.
I hate all of you people. I can't even work.
I know it's a big deal, but I've never seen it.
I don't think it's a dude movie.
Yes, it is. It's everybody's movie.
No, I don't think it is, Jamie.
Yes,
I don't think it's a dude movie.
If you love part of the Brat Pack, would you guys love... forget it. Now I'm angry.
Yeah.
Forget it.
All right, well, good luck with your Brat Fall.
Thank you. Look, I just took off my bra.
Man, you're fitting right in.
Right?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Funny you should be mentioning weather. You know what I'm watching over here? A webcam. Webcam of New Orleans.
I'm talking about the fires because I have a lot of, you know, I lived in LA for 10 years and I have a lot of friends there and they're freaking out about the fire situation. Yeah. And then I was just telling you that I just got a fire watch for Colorado. So we are on a fire watch until tomorrow, I think it said 8 p.m.
I feel like we've been on a fire watch all summer.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, we have been dry. But they are getting a hurricane. Now, I don't know. I'm watching it right now on the cam. It doesn't look all that vicious to me.
Francine.
It's just basically raining down in New Orleans right now. Man, New Orleans looks like a dump.
You know what? It's a weird city because some people absolutely love it, and some people are like me, and I'm not that fond of it.
I think that it's got, I don't know, a vibe to it, and I think it's got, you know, a lot of history to it and all that. But if you really
look, the architecture is amazing.
The architecture, yeah, because it's an old French, you know, the French Quarter stuff. But as far as the city, it still looks really nasty and dirty.
Other than going down for Mardi Gras, I don't have an urge to go there.
Yeah, it's sticky. I got pooped on there by a bird. So I have some
You're
like
scarred
yeah,
a little
I am.
Bit?
Yeah, I have some PTSD.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
Well,
yeah.
Dude, it was worse. You know what? So my boyfriend and I, we thought it'd be funny if we went to a strip club, just, you know, because we were drinking and we're walking down the. And we walked. Oh, God.
The strip clubs on Bourbon
oh,
Street, dude.
Oh, my. And they're totally totally nude.
Yeah.
Totally. Even men and women.
Yeah, and that's they still serve alcohol. They don't care.
Oh, they don't care. And it's like and it's men totally nude and women totally nude on stages, and we are like, yeah, okay.
One of them that I went into when I went down there for my buddy's bachelor party, they had a pregnant stripper. She was the only stripper in the whole place.
Oh.
And she was dancing for like 3 hours. Like, we left, came back down, we're going to our hotel, we're like, holy crap, she's still dancing.
Now, you know, that's BJ's fetish.
Yeah.
You know, because he went to Twin Peaks, remember?
Right.
And that girl was pregnant.
Yeah. You have to tip them double, though, because they're dancing for two.
I mean, they got to support the family.
Oh, my God.
Here's a hurricane update down in New Orleans.
Francine upgraded to a hurricane with the intermediate advisory yesterday evening around 7 o'clock. Right now, a Category 1 hurricane located about 195 miles east-northeast of the mouth of the Rio Grande. You can see those winds at 90 miles per hour. Moving to the north and east, actually, at 10 miles per hour. That center of circulation there, very clear.
I simply play that because some people are headed to New Orleans today, probably at DIA. You might want to check your flight. I don't know. I'm looking at the webcam. It doesn't look that bad, actually.
Yeah.
All right. Just raining down there, you know?
Yeah, you just sounded like you had a little bit of New Orleans right there.
A little raining down there.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.